New shows, new hosts, new realities, true conversations, trustworthy ideas, shared passionately on your number one talk station of the nation. Nigeria Info 95.1
Abuja. Let's talk.
The Current Affairs Show provides a new scope to the details of policy.
Actually participated in the governorship election.
Roll out vaccination in full.
Let's stay away from the sides of the story and go deeper together. Let's talk weekdays at 8 a.m.
on 95.1 Nigeria Info Abuja. Let's talk.
The Current Affairs Show.
I'm often asked, why do I do a political show? Well, it has to be because of one of my favorite political quotes, the Gessner philosophy.
Gessner philosophy.
And it says, the right leaders feel a sense of urgency in good times and bad, whether facing threat or opportunity. No matter what, they are obsessed, afflicted with a creative compulsion and inner drive for progress, burning hot coals in the stomach that remains constant, whether facing threat or opportunity. This is what I also believe, that there's a sense of urgency that needs to be done with every right leader. And that is why I do the show. This I believe. I am Billy D. I'm a leader.
5.1. Well, one man will be looking forward to make a difference in Anambra State. That would have to be Charles Soludo. He is now keen as governor-elect in that very state. And he has a lot to just reflect on and do for the people. Let's take a listen to Charles Soludo this morning, his victory speech after he won the Anambra election yesterday.
From your number one talk news airport station.
Humility and gratitude to God, I accept the results of the 2021 Anambra governorship election as declared by IMEC. And this reflects the supreme will of the Almighty God and an overwhelming sacred mandate of the people. For 12 years since the massive clamor by the people of Anambra for us to serve them, we persevered to this divine moment. This is a divine journey whose time has come. To God be all the glory and adoration. We have a very long list of persons whom God has used to make this moment a reality. In particular, we thank all members of AFGA, especially our national leader, His Excellency Sir Willie Madabrotuku Obiano and his amiable wife, our national chairman, Ozombo Victor Ikoyi and his wife, members of the BOT, members of our next state expo, and et cetera, for availing me the opportunity to fly the AFGA flag and the cohesive party support. Many thanks go particularly to our EBO campaign committees at various levels, our first-rate legal team, and all other stakeholders who work tirelessly and informally to see us through. We are grateful to all the stakeholders of the Anambra Project, the clergy and the church, traditional rulers, ASATU, labor market, trade and professional unions, youths and women organizations, non-indigenous associations, businessmen and captains of industry, the diaspora community, persons with disability, etc., etc. We thank all our donors, especially the hundreds of thousands of members of the 41 cell funding support groups who, for the past 2 years, put in their sweat and personal funds to propel this project. Never mind that all of you could not vote. The limited number that voted is still representative of the wishes of the people. We are humbled by the massive support of stakeholders and Nigerians across the entire country. Your donations and goodwill are immensely treasured. In particular, I thank my wife, Queen Frances Nanya Soludo, and children, Ozona, Ifa, Tuchinua, Ekene, Odoka, and Zikora, for their love and sacrifices. Despite your deep reservations, you still allowed and supported me to step out in the service of her people. As I promised, I will work hard every day, never to disappoint you. At this moment, we must remember, and will continue to remember, all those who died in the course of this movement, especially the three policemen who were killed by unknown gunmen during our town hall meeting with youth in my ward. May God continue to grant their souls eternal rest. The run-up to this election, and the election itself, tested the resilience and integrity of our federal institutions. Many times there were tensions, especially as one party boasted that it must, quote, take or, quote, conquer. Proved again and again that this country can achieve institutions rise up to the occasion. The judiciary, led by the President of the Court of Appeal and the Chief Justice of Nigeria, stood for the integrity of the judiciary. We salute the eminent justices of the Anambra High Court, Court of Appeal and Supreme Court for standing up for justice. Your names will be written in gold. We thank President Buhari, the presidency, and our security agencies for ensuring a level playing field. We must particularly commend the chairman, management, and staff of INEC for systematically striving to bequeath a legacy of free, fair, and transparent electoral system to Nigeria. The use of bimodal voter accreditation system, BVA, represents a massive improvement over the card reader and manual accreditation system. With a continuous refinement of the technology, upscaling of the skills of its operators, collaboration with telecommunication companies, improvement in logistical deployment and security, and stringent punishment for anyone involved in electoral malpractice, Nigeria will be on course to a robust and exemplary electoral system. Aside from the initial glitches in the operations of the BVAS machines in some places, including at my polling unit, the election has been adjudged as the most peaceful, free, fair, and credible. There is joy in the land. Kudos to Ida. To my fellow candidates in the election, I wish to congratulate you for the gallant contest. Our people have spoken overwhelmingly, and surely that voice is the voice of God. The ultimate winner is Anambra people. We are all winners. I hereby extend my hand of fellowship to all of you. I need all of you to succeed. Politics aside, we are all brothers. Let's come together for the Project Anambra. There is enough room for everyone to contribute in the service of our homeland. On February 7, 2010, INEC declared a winner of the Anambra governorship election, declared as a winner of the Anambra governorship election, a candidate who had described the election as a sham on Channels Television and refused to vote in protest. 2 hours after that election, I addressed a press conference and congratulated him and walked away without a legal challenge. I was probably the first candidate of a major party to do that in Nigeria. In Anambra, we fight hard during elections. But meet the next weekend at traditional weddings and funerals and throw banters and share drinks. That's the Anambra way. Let's keep the spirit of Anambra alive and strong, and with it, collectively take our homeland to the moon. So far, and even before the official declaration, I have received congratulatory messages from thousands of the Anambra Nigerians from around the world, including some of my fellow candidates. I deeply treasure the massive goodwill. To the estimated 17 million in the Anambra within and outside of our homeland state, this is your moment. Seize it. This victory is your victory. My role will be that of your chief servant, and I will walk every minute of the day with you to make you profoundly proud. I will need the guidance, advice, and contribution of everyone to succeed. Our state is one of infinite possibilities and humongous opportunities. Working in collaboration with other states, the federal government, and the international community, we have all it takes to make our state whatever we collectively will that it will have been. As we transit to a post-oil world and into the fourth industrial revolution, let us work together to build upon the foundations of our founding fathers and predecessors to create that livable and prosperous homeland that is the industrial, technology, and leisure hub of West Africa. This is our manifest destiny, and collectively we shall get there. Finally, let us all work together to support our ably working governor. Obiano, to finish very strong. Anambra, it is better already, but it will continue to get better and better we can, and by the grace of God, we will. Long live Africa, long live the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Thank you.
This is Morning Call Fire.
Well, Governor-elect now for Anambra State, Charles Soludo, Professor Charles Soludo, would have to take on the reins of affairs when he is sworn in at the end of the tenure of the current governor there, Governor Obiano. Well, we'll see how that takes place. But that was his first speech that he put out there, just, you know, quite a warm speech, if I would say, not just encouraging everybody to come close and just to see things in the same way going forward. Well, here we go. Well, this is going to be an interesting time in a number of states. An intellectual, a son of the land, former governor of the central bank. It also means he has a whole industry known to oversee. When I say industry, the very many things that do come out from a number of states stand a chance to possibly have a place in the international market now, considering the fact that he's an expert when it comes to such trading zones. We'll see if he's able to get them to assess some trading zones. But there are a few assignments as well still hanging in the balance. During the run-up for the election, quite a number of candidates said they wanted Nnamdi Kanu released by the federal government, even though that process is now being put through a court process. And yes, the court meeting today, there's going to be a court process on Nnamdi Kanu later today. We'll follow through. Our correspondent will be on ground at Bayomi. Will be sharing conversations with us to provide us updates and observations of things he sees as we go. So stay on our drawing for you to get live updates with regards to that and what will be going on in those locations and the court premises and within the court, if I would say as well, with regards to that very court meeting today, or should I say court process today. So that clears things up with regards to that. Now, by the way, just as the election results were announced, there's also been the call by IPOB saying that, well, some of their members have been arrested in the southeast by the governors, especially the governor of Imo State. They should be released. Now, does this mean IPOB left a gap for those who want a peaceful election to go on and participate in the election? I mean, do they still have much role? What would it take to govern people who have a sense of agitation different from what they've been pushing all along, and now will they give room or give the opportunity, for example, to someone like Charles Soludo to provide some insight into what he could deliver to the people of Anambra State that'll be different from what possibly they've been experiencing and, well, putting out as contrast. And yes, we'll see what eventually happens. But the seat at home order is running for today again as the court case of Nnamdi Kanu runs on. So much going on simultaneously across the country as well of interest. But, you know, there's so much to analyze. And as I always, I like to let you know that it's not only on Money Crossfire that you get to analyze. There are so many other shows that will run on later today. Sunnyside, At Facts, What's Happening in Abuja. There's room for us all to talk about all the issues as we build them up. I can imagine the reaction of different people as we also follow through with Gombe State Governor Inua Yaya, who accuses, by the way, is accusing Danjuma Goje, Senator Danjuma Goje, of the mayhem that happened on Friday. He's saying essentially that some few things he said led to skirmishes and, you know, quite a number of security challenges within the state last week, okay? Unfortunately, I don't have time. I'd like to play what he said for you, but there's no much time to go through that. Let's go to break.
Number one news, talk, and sports station, Nigeria Info. From your number one talk news and sports station, this is the Morning Crossfire with Femi G Live. All right,
welcome back to the show. It's 8:41 a.m. Nigerian time. You're on to Morning Crossfire. I'm Femi G-MLM. Okay, so the Anambra election is out. It was done now. Safely done. One could say safely done. Concluded. Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. Concluded just yesterday. And yes, Charles Soludo takes on the affairs. But he has now extended his hand of fellowship to quite a number of people, even though the APC candidate seems not interested in that fellowship, at least not at the moment. There are reasons to review the election according to the APC candidate, so they'll go through that. What's your take on some of the processes? Now that has been concluded, would you credit INEC with the due credit of doing a good job, or you have some other ideas? Let's take some of your calls on very quickly this very morning as we go on, okay? The numbers remain 07-00951-0000, okay? That's one telephone number, 07-00951-0000. You can also write in on WhatsApp on 08099930137. Let's check in with you. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining in.
Dr. Femi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let's talk. What's your name?
Yes. Abubakar, calling for Tuleja.
All right, Abubakar, I'm with you.
First of all, my congratulations to the governor declared winner of Anambra election. Yeah. Tonido. Yes, Tonido. Can I talk about the, because you told me about the election, Femi?
Oh, yes. Go on. Talk about the election.
He told you that Ojukwu is a very great man in the Southeast. So the party is still existing. That is the win of people. That is what we want in Nigeria. But one thing, I think it's not going well. I don't think Ojukwu, he needs his rest. He's not happy with what Nnamdi Kanu and his co is doing in the Southeast. You also remember, the threatening of IPOB makes people not to turn love mask to vote in an Anambra election. Mm. The threatening of IPOB. So I think IPOB, some of them must address Dr. Nnamdi Kanu and his most especially in Mafahafu. They do not turn part is to lose it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Abubakar, for that. Okay. Big advice being put out there. Good morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Femi. How are you?
Very well, and you?
I'm very much, I thank God that I'm alive.
Oh, yes. Good to meet you, man.
This is Barry Strasser.
Barry Strasser, long, long time. Ah, this guy abandoned us. Now, wow.
Long time.
You just abandoned me like that. It's not good.
I agree, sir.
Okay.
Let me just comment briefly on the Anambra election. Professor Soludo is a Nigerian. I highly admire. Because of his cerebral approach to issues. You give him a problem, he will provide 10, 20 solutions. And I know that that's another Mr. P2B in Anambra. He will bring manifold changes, and I appeal to the people of Anambra State to give him fullest cooperation in beginning to fruition all his ideas. When he served under Obasanjo, he was a technocrat, and he was well received by all Nigerians, you know, well appreciated. And I wish the people of Anambra State another 4 years of manifold progress and prosperity. God bless all of us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much as well. Okay, keeping up with Asala from South South. He says, so Soludo has won. Congratulations to him. That's their choice. Everyone voted for their choice. So they should allow every other state to vote for their choice. During a due election, you people were the one shouting Obaseki should be voted in. Till now, he has no commissioner. Voting for them is their choice because they have no much stranger in their land. Who was shouting Obaseki? Please be careful of your accusations. I don't know what to make of you right now. Momesu joins the conversation. She says, "Family, good morning. Nothing made more sense than Soludo's total victory. The innocent souls wasted during the fight for who will be in power would not let them win. So no further questions." A number of people have made their choice. Congratulations to Soludo. That's according to Mercy. Good morning, Nigeria Info. Good morning, family. That's what this person writes in. Tefaf from Ochacho Estate. There are places I still don't know in Abuja. Wallahi. Okay. Kingsley from Jai says, a big congratulations to Professor Soludo, Abga, and a number of people for standing to vote their choice. Interesting. And then, good morning, Nigeria. Congratulations to Soludo. I wish him good luck. Good conduct with his people. May Allah grant us peace in Nigeria again. And I hope in 2023 election will be better than Anambra election. My name is Wareke Inyode. Thank you for that as well. All right, let's take another call on. Oh, not that one. It did stay true. So we'll move on to take another call this morning. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, family.
Good to talk to you. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Dozie.
Oh, Dozie. Yes, welcome.
Yeah,
let's talk.
I've not had the chance to greet you since you came back. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Our authentic policeman of Nigeria Info.
So, don't worry, Dozie, yeah. Increase my salary. Since they're increasing the salary of all police officers, they'll increase my own too. Yeah?
Of course, they should.
Okay. Thanks, Dozie. Good to have you on.
Yeah, concerning the elections, we thank God for what has happened and the people's will has come through.
Mm.
But I'll say this to Soludo, a man who was in charge of a state before as governor. I mean, a state that has more far-reaching and in terms of workability for the whole nation. So this shouldn't be a problem for him. The only advice I have for him is to bring Nnamdi Kanu and talk some sense into the young man. You know, him along with the other elders in the eastern region, they need to talk some sense into the young man. Just like Abubakar said, you know, need to talk some sense into him. Let him realign with the vision of the late Ojukwu, who remains a legend, and whose party still has tentacles spread not only in Anambra but also in the southeast. If they can do that and engage that and make it work, and of course, in terms of raising infrastructure and raising us Anambra to economic greatness.
Let's leave it at that with you. I do have friends from the podiums this morning. Okay,
yes.
Thank you, dear friend.